We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here we go, hour number three, the third, the final, the best, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. This is ESPN Upstate. We are not going to spend too much more time on it. I will just let you know that we want you guys to keep submitting your votes. At the end of the day, we are going to pass on what the Rob Brown Show universe has elected to submit as our name for the Greenville Triumphs USLW League team. Right now, playing under the Triumph banner is in the lead. Just behind them by a single vote, including Lonzo's, is the Greenville Reign, R-E-I-G-N. The Greenville Liberty checks in one vote behind the Reign. And the Greenville Smoke checks in one vote behind that. We've also had votes for Elite, Revolution, Spirit, Unity, Glory, the White Claws, the Cougars, and the Rob Brown Football Club, which I'm partial to, but I didn't even vote for it. See? I'm humble.
Yeah, but what would the mascot be for the Rob?
Me. I'm at every game anyway. Why not?
Okay.
Just stand on the side. Me, but in a bigger version head of myself.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you want that?
Yeah, like a mascot version of me, but I'll be the mascot. All right. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. A lot of other things that we need to get to on the day. I got some sound for you lined up here. I'm going to start with, if you don't mind, Lonzo, clip number. Let me go to clip number seven, please. Clip number seven. Shane Beamer, head coach of your South Carolina Gamecocks. Lonzo, I have made my absolute disdain for coach speak. No, you know what I mean when I say coach speak, don't you? Like when you're like, coach, you know, your offense couldn't really get the ball rolling this weekend. What happened? And the coach goes into coach speak. Well, you know, we beat ourselves and, you know, we couldn't get the play calls right and our timing was off.
One day at a time.
Oh, yeah. Every cliche. On my old show, I used to have a cliche alarm. I used to have a cliche alarm where when we would play coach press conferences, whenever they'd hit a cliche, I'd actually hit an alarm that would go off. Shut up, Lonzo. So anyway, I hate coach speak. I hate when coaches fall into the same old cliches. Nick Saban is the king of it. You can't really fault the guy. But, like, coaches don't like saying anything. And I get why, right? You don't want to show too much frustration or excitement. You don't want to go too much. So the easiest thing to do is just speak in coach speak and cliches. Lonzo, I want you to listen to this clip from Shane Beamer and tell me if it's as refreshing to you as it was to me to hear a coach just go, screw coach speak, I'm going to talk truth at you.
Shane, obviously they've got a really good defensive line over there. Just what were they doing to maybe make things physical on the offensive side and maybe being able to get a push?
Who was doing?
Georgia's a defensive line. What were they doing to maybe make things difficult on the offense?
They've got like 105 star football players on their defense. They have a defensive lineman that weighs 340 pounds and runs better than everybody on this call. They've got five-star defensive backs. They're big and physical and fast. I mean, other than that, they're really freaking good. That's why they have the top defense in the country. They're hard to run the football on. So there wasn't some magical scheme they came out with tonight. They got five-star recruits everywhere, and they play really physical. Damn.
I love it. I love it.
My favorite part is where he laughs at his own joke.
Oh, he knows it.
He's like, about the lineman running that fast. He's laughing at us because he knows he's offended.
I love it.
Some of those guys who think that they're athletes who are on the call. Like, I could
Great.
No, you probably can't.
It was great. Shane, how did their defense do that? Well, they got about 105 star players on the defense. And here's the thing. Here's why I love this. It's not just that he did it, right? It's not just that he did it. It's that he's right, Lonzo. It's that he's right. They have on their roster 19 five-star recruits. 9 of those are on defense. 2 of them are on the defensive line. He's right. He said they got a 340-pound defensive lineman that runs better than everybody on this call. There are former players on that call, and he's still right. I listened to that clip on Sunday. I saved that clip through yesterday's show to play on today's because I was going to be back with y'all, my peeps. Lonzo, I already was in, I'm in Shane Beamer's corner, all right? I got criticisms. I'm not impressed with the fact that the penalties have not been cleaned up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm not impressed that you got offensive tackles that are just whiffing on blocks because the scheme's not down. That's not good. But he's 3 games into a tenure, and by the way, did not get an offseason because of the Rona. I'm going to give him time. But as a dude, as a guy, I'm on board with Shane Beamer. And this right here, this clip we just played. Shane, how did they do that? Well, they got about 100 five-star guys on defense. That's refreshing, though, because he could have dropped into any number of coaching cliches there that are custom-tailored for that answer, and he instead talked the way that we talk.
Yeah, you know, yesterday when Carter was filling in, we were talking about this and how excited I am to see the effort that the South Carolina players put in, and they didn't give up, and they didn't, you know, just go, well, that's Georgia over there, we're not going to win. And not just them, but Shane on the sidelines. He wasn't mad, he wasn't throwing stuff, he was fired up, he was excited. He was enjoying the game. I just so look forward to what this team is going to be going forward, and it's so good to see someone and hear someone like this being the coach of the team.
Yes. Yes. If you're a player, I had to tell you, Zoe, if I'm a player, I'm behind that, right? Because he basically got asked, hey, coach, Georgia came out and straight whooped you up and down the field. Why? And Shane, if he goes coach speak, goes, well, you know, Georgia's a real good football team. We need to get a little bit better at our scheming. Need to get a little bit better at making sure we get the right blocks laid down, blah, 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 blah. You know what Shane said? Shane said, I don't know if y'all noticed, but Georgia's really damn good. Like, really, really good. So the fact that they beat us should be, to everybody, completely unsurprising that they're that good. That was so refreshing.
Yeah, I'm also surprised that he hasn't went to the Spurrier playbook and went, you know, that team up the road.
Hey, dadgum team right up there in Athens.
Couldn't even score a touchdown. No, I'm talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't even score a touchdown. We did that against that defense with all them five stars out there.
Yeah, I love it. That was so refreshing to hear Beamer say that. That clip went completely viral. Do me a favor. Play it one more time. I love it that much. I try not to call for clips twice in a segment, but I love this Shane Beamer.
Does it get old, though, if they start losing games that they shouldn't lose?
Yes. Charisma wears out, right? Results are more important than charisma. But while you're building the results, this is great.
Shane, obviously they've got a really good defensive line over there. Just what were they doing to maybe make things physical on the offensive side and maybe being able to get a push?
Who was doing?
Georgia's a defensive line. What were they doing to maybe make things difficult on the offense?
They've got like 105 star football players on their defense. They have a defensive lineman that weighs 340 pounds and runs better than everybody on this call. They've got 5-star defensive backs. They're big and physical and fast. I mean, other than that, they're really freaking good. That's why they have the top defense in the country. They're hard to run the football on. So there wasn't some magical scheme they came out with tonight. They got 5-star recruits everywhere, and they play really physical. Damn.
That at the end is just cash money. Damn. Right? Like, it's so good. Because the thing is, if you're a Gamecocks fan, you felt him. He was right. He was a Gamecock. Like, you want him to be the coach, and you want him to be an X's and O's guy. And when it's time to talk football, you want to know that your coach can pick up the notepad and have all his notes and the diagrams and the schemes and all that. But, I mean, come on. That is good as hell. At the end of that, we're laughing because Lonzo and I may have a special guest for you guys lined up later in the week.
I was wondering if you also associated. Yeah, yeah.
Lonzo and I may have a special guest for you lined up at the end of the week, ladies and gentlemen. We're working on it today after the show. Young man that goes by the name Ron Simmons. You may have heard of him, a.k.a. Farouk. Damn! And that was his catchphrase. But that, all right. As somebody who's not above a bit of colorful language here and there, I can tell you that word is a pretty powerful word because it can fit into any circumstance you want it to. And Shane, right there, you just felt that it was like humorous frustration. You ever been so frustrated with something that you just start laughing at it? Happens to me all the time.
That's because remember who you're talking to. Yeah. I laugh at everything.
Happens
to
me all the time. I get frustrated AF at something. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so dumb. The frustration, video games, work, whatever, relationships. Sometimes you're just so frustrated, you have to laugh. That's what Shane just did. It was so refreshing to see genuine emotion off of a coach as opposed to just, Shane, what did George do? Well, you know, they had really good blocking scheme, really good attack schemes in there. A lot of stunts and twists up at the front. You know, they're a good team, very physical, and we just got to learn how to play up to the standards. Oh, you're done, coach. Okay. Nope, not Shane. I got 100 freaking 5-star recruits up there. What do you want? Oh, so good. Texter says, who needs a beacon of truth when you have the beamer of truth? Love it. Texter says, Beamer boy sounds like a true Gamecock. This will attract players. Yeah, that's kind of coach that if you're, and I'm not saying true for everybody, there are going to be some players who want to play for a disciplinarian like Nick Saban, who want to play for a good old boy like Dabo. But if you're like me, and you're loosey-goosey and like to have a good time, those kind of quotes from Shane Beamer are going to draw your attention. Ain't no doubt about it. Texas says, I say again, the Gamecocks scored more than Clemson. Solid. Solid. All right.
I'm not sure if this is where I think it is, but Smoke is being
New Orleans
from
Caesar's
Superdome.
Superdome.
Yes. Okay. So you've seen it. Okay.
Not that's illustrative of our football season or anything.
I didn't know it was now Caesar's Superdome.
Yeah,
the Caesars threw me off there. So yeah, smoke coming out of the roof of the Superdome. There is they don't know why.
It's because the Superdome's electing a new pope. Come on, man. That's a good joke.
There are people out there who laughed. I'm a tough audience.
Lonzo's just staring
at me. No. Right when you said that, I found actual live video, and I'm looking at the fire, and they're zooming in, and it just... There are people up on the roof.
Yeah, there's a fire. It's not like a huge... It's not like a Superdome engulfed in flames, all right?
It looks like someone started a bonfire. But again, in scope, that's pretty big if you look behind and see the person...
Yeah, it's a big fire. I'm not saying it's...
Would
but
you
it's
walk
not like,
on top of the Superdome?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Oh, yeah. I like adrenaline. Yeah, the Superdome's on fire.
Yeah, they're up there. No harness, no nothing. Just walk. Okay.
Yeah. Superdome is on fire. The roof of the fire. It's not a huge, gigantic fire. But keep in mind, the Saints had to play in Jacksonville in week one because of Hurricane Ida banging up New Orleans. On the road in week two at Carolina. They're on the road week three at New England. They were supposed to come back home.
I just got the Pope joke. I'm sorry. I'm so slow sometimes.
That's a better joke than it. Just no reaction at all. If I was a stand-up comic, I would have retired at that moment. I just, all right, that's all my time, folks. See you later.
I needed a visual for some reason. Someone posted it, and I saw it, and then I finally got it. You know, I mean, if you're a non-Catholic, maybe you don't get it. Maybe that's what it was.
Saints were on the road in Jacksonville. Home game in Jacksonville week one because of Ida. On the road weeks two and three. They were supposed to come back home for week four against the Giants. Obviously, that is now up in question. Very illustrative of the Saints game this past Sunday. Sad. hey, grab me clip number two, if you don't mind, Lonzo. Here's to all you wrestling haters out there. All right, all you wrestling haters. Real men don't watch wrestling, Rob. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Who else? Sam Acho. Sam Acho of ESPN, who is a dude, former player, and I promise you, none of him would talk junk to his face like you do to mine. All right? Sam Acho debuted a segment on ESPN earlier today, talking NFL, Sam Acho's Macho Men, and he channeled Larry. Here's the audio.
Well, if you're going to come out like me, brother, it's got to be three guys that dominated on Sunday. And the number one is a guy by the name of Bobby Wagner. He's one of my brothers. He had 20 tackles. He had 16 solo tackles. He had a sack. He had a tackle for loss. Two quarterback hits. He was one of the Acho's Macho Men. And that's why he's got these glasses and that bandana, because he's macho. Macho Man number two. Once again, you gotta be big. You gotta be strong. You gotta be fast. And this guy plays offense. His name is Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Derrick Henry ran for 235 yards. Three total touchdowns. He's got a stiff arm that even brings me fear, brother. And he led his team to victory. If you want to be a macho man and wear the bandana and the glasses, you got to be the cream of the crop. And Derrick Henry's the cream. Oh, I have to have a macho man from this game. And this guy, he's never beaten the Chiefs, but he did it yesterday. And his name is Lamar, the star, Action Jackson. Can't forget the action. He ran for 207 yards. He threw it for 239 yards. Had three total touchdowns. And he did a pirouette, call it a flip. Maybe a cartwheel. I don't know exactly what it is, but he gets the bandana and the glasses. He's the last Acho's Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Sam Acho channeling the Macho Man. Bringing the let me tell you.
And then he kind of transitioned to a Hogan there on accident, right? Like, brother is Hogan. So we started Macho Man, but the point is, brother.
When he says Hogan, when he channels Hogan, it makes me think of a certain song, and I hope you're still considering that.
Well, maybe, brother. You're going to be the one.
All right. So, I just wanted on the record that the real man, that is a former NFL player, a college football standout right there that loves wrestling so much that he has created his own character on ESPN to talk about the NFL. And
was
featured
able to
it.
Convince the powers that be. Maybe it didn't take any
that
convincing.
That was a full three-minute segment.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't like a throwaway, okay, you got 30 seconds, go ahead. That was a full 3 minutes on their NFL show.
By the way, with props.
Oh, yeah, he had the Macho Man robe, the Macho Man bandana, the Macho Man glasses. He was dressed for it.
And on the video, they placed the glasses on the guys that he picked. Yeah. It was a good
thing. They showed a picture with the Macho Man glasses and the bandana on. So, you know, I'm just saying, keep your jokes coming.
Ooh, yeah.
You're going to lose your voice if you do that too many times.
We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will show you why we are the cream of the crop. Yeah, that's next on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test?
Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate, 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Why did Rob sound like Brendan Fraser as the basketball player from Bedazzled a minute ago? First off, do you remember Bedazzled? Did you see Bedazzled?
I think so.
Elizabeth Hurley.
It's the devil.
Yes. Thing.
Yeah. That's a long time ago.
Elizabeth Hurley. Absolute smoke show in that
movie.
Who
is still very pretty from what I understand.
Still a looker. Yeah. She's on Instagram. You can look her up. She's still got it.
I'm too old for Instagram.
She's still got it. Rob, the history of Greenville is a textile town. Therefore, my submission is the Greenville Weavers, applicable to soccer. You know, with the weaving and passing and all that. Still working on a tagline. Something like now coming to add to the fabric of the upstate, the Greenville Weavers. I'll write it down. You weave together a solid justification there. You know, one of the things that, and you know, this is the ugly part of it. One of the things that you have to do when you're considering a name for the Triumph W League team is to consider the ramifications that people will have with inherent biases on it, which is why I told Stoneman earlier, I don't want it to be the Lady Triumph because there is an unfortunate and for some people unseen bias that makes the Lady Triumph sound like it's second tier. There's the Triumph and then there's the Lady Triumph. And that's what happened. That's what Chattanooga's done with the Lady Red Wolves. It for some people is going to make it come across as a second tier team, and it should not. We should be putting the focus on them to be a championship caliber team, just like we do the men, which is why I want them on the same banner.
I've got Dreamweaver stuck in my head now.
I believe, Lonzo, we can make it through the night.
I just want something associated with a song, so every time that there's a goal, they could play it.
Lamest goal celebration ever, Dreamweaver. So, again, Triumph right now in the lead. They are one vote ahead of Reign, R-E-I-G-N. That is one vote ahead of Liberty at this point. So Reign has surpassed Liberty for second. And the Smoke is in fourth right now. So there's your votes as they stand right now. I got a poll up right now. You know why I love this job, and you know why I love this community we're building with this show? Sincerely, and I'm not being like facetious. I'm being dead serious when I say this. You know why I love the community, the group that we're building here on the Rob Brown Show? I put up on my personal Twitter poll earlier. Poll, which of the Greenville Triumphs at USL League One W League team be named? We'll pick our show winner and submit it to the Triumph for consideration in their decision making. So give us what you got. And the Triumph themselves retweeted that. They care about what we have to say. They care about our input on this. The Triumph are putting that onto their social media to help us help them pick a name. Lonzo, we're making money moves here, man.
That is so cool.
To the moon. All right, to the moon. Couple more things I wanted to get to on the show. Grab me clip number 5, if you don't mind here, Zoe. Peyton and Eli hit it back up on Monday Night Football last night, and it was good. God, I hope you watched. Did you watch?
I did, and it wasn't.
It wasn't for you?
It wasn't what I expected. I expected more. And I mean, there were a lot of X's and O's. There were more breakdowns of plays than there were the comedy stuff that you let me hear the week before. And so I was expecting a little more than that. And maybe because Gronk was on there and Gronk was kind of weak. And maybe it brought the show down.
Oh, I thought Gronk was great.
Gronk was very weak.
Brett
Favre was good. Yeah, Gronk was. I almost turned it off during.
Are you just anti Gronk though?
No, it's just he's
a kid, man. He's a big kid. He's kind of an idiot.
That's the part,
and that's why I love
it. That's the part that was he wasn't getting it. The room had to dumb down in order for him to understand what was coming at him. Peyton and Eli were too smart for him. So they had to bring the room down for him to pay attention and understand what was going on.
Oh, dude, I thought it was brilliant. And I loved that, right?
And, but
that,
and but from a production standpoint, it bothered me when they went to break.
Here's why I love it. No, I agree with that. They got to clean that up because they kept having to, like, they'd be like, hey, thanks for joining us. We got to go to break.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward. And then every now and then they'd be coming back from break and you'd hear Peyton be like, hey, Eli, take it. Or Eli say, hey, Peyton, this is you. For the other one to bring it back, right? They got to clean up the production, but it was the second time they've done this show with two non-broadcasters being the primary targets. See, I loved the Gronk part, just like last week. And by the way, they brought McAfee on, too. I'm going to play some McAfee sound in a minute, too.
Yeah, McAfee was awesome.
Yeah.
He was, but McAfee took over.
He did. And but McAfee's got that personality.
He does, and that's, I think, him taking over showed you some of the deficiencies that are there with just Peyton and Eli.
See, here's what I love about it. It's not a show that is formulaic to the way that every other show like it has ever worked, right? When you watch NBA on TNT, and this is their answer to NBA on TNT right now. It's the closest they got. On NBA, even with NBA on TNT, you got these guys with Shaq and Chuck with these big personalities.
But you have Ernie.
But you got Ernie there as a moderator. See, if you really like structure, and Lonzo's a structure guy. He loves structure.
But I like chaos within structure. See, I don't mind you bouncing off the walls, but from a certain stand, I want it to sound like it's professional in some ways.
Here's
that's
the thing.
What bothers me.
That Peyton and Eli show reminds me of our show. It reminds me of our show. You told Carter last week, because Carter went out to a tease, came back, didn't get to it, apologized for it, and you're like, dude, that's just kind of how it happens on this show. Because it does, right? We're very flow of the moment. We're very go with the flow. If you send a text that I love, it's going to disrupt what I'm talking about, which is unprofessional. But I also feel it gives the show a certain character that nobody else has.
It does. But there's still, when it's time to go in and out of break and things like that.
I agree with you. The production value needs to be cleaned up.
And from that company, I expect a little bit more is what I'm saying.
I agree
with
you.
It's very public access, but not the cute part of public access. It's the part of, okay, they have no plan for this. And you can't have a plan for spontaneity, but at the same time, you've got to know when you got to go and when you got to come back.
I agree with you on that. And that is one thing that they will have to work. And that's why, but I don't think they really prep the guest like when we do. And you'll hear me. You'll hear me give cues to guests, right? When we had Corey on Offsides yesterday, Corey Diaz from the Greenville News, which I forgot I meant to record that interview and play it back on our show. I'll play it tomorrow. When we had Corey on, you know, we get to the end of the interview and we're hitting a break. I'll go, all right, Corey, I got 45 seconds for this answer. Hit me with it, right? We give cues. They don't do that. But that, again, that comes with time and production. I agree with you. The production value needs to be cleaned up. But the absolute chaos within the show is what I love about it. I love that Gronk just is Gronk. He's just Gronk. And they're not trying to be like, all right, Gronk, we want you to tell this story, but you got a minute and 45 to tell. They're just like, tell a story. We don't care what's happening in the game because your story is the entertainment. And it was.
I wanted more cracking on each other a little bit more. But I did like how they cracked on the fact that Brett Favre wasn't there and why he wasn't there.
Sure.
Because of dial-up and he's out on the farm and all
or
that stuff.
Cracking like clip 5 when Peyton decided to start popping off at the New England Patriots like this.
That second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have, like, cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers, like, in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see 7 guys hanging out back there in the shower, but take all precautions out there. Oh, little snap count there, E. I felt like the Packers were listening to Eli, you and I, our conversation on Friday about we got to come out and run the ball. I think our conversation was bugged, you know, kind of like the Patriots used to do back in the day.
Love it. Just pot shots at the Patriots for cheating. That, I thought of Lonzo immediately. I'm like, Lonzo's in. Peyton got Lonzo in because he's just banging the drum against the Patriots Spygate a few years ago. And in that charismatic way that you're like, got him. I'm like, Lonzo's going to love this part.
By the way, that part was great. Gronk just messed the whole thing up for me. He was so bad. Everybody else was good. And one really bad guest all I can think of is, okay, if someone's tuning in for the first time because they heard all the hype and it's during the Gronk segment, they're tuning right back out.
I was, as a matter of fact, so I was sitting on the couch. So the lady friend and I are going to Boston and New York this weekend, right? We're leaving on Saturday. We're flying up to Boston, 2 days in Boston, 2 days in Connecticut, 2 days in New York, another day in Boston, and then we come back. And so we're sitting on the couch last night watching this game and, you know, kind of banging out the plans for the weekend. Like, all right, we're flying up here. We got to get this hotel. All right, well, now we need to rent a car for this day, and then we're going to do this. And then we got the game on Sunday night. We're going to Yankees Red Sox Sunday night. And then on Monday, we're driving to Connecticut. We're going to go to Bristol. We're going to actually take a day. She's letting me pick this one. So we're going to see the ESPN upstate or the ESPN campus in Bristol. So I'm going to get a tour ESPN's facilities. Like, it's all this cool stuff. And then Gronk comes on. And I'm like, I got it on in the background, and we're typing out plans and everything. And then Gronk tells a story where it's like, yeah, the other day one of my guys asked me, do you watch film? And he tells the story of the fact, he's like, I told him, I was like, yeah, I don't watch film. I just go out and run past people. And I'm like dying laughing at Gronk just being a kid, having the time of his life, talking to two Hall of Famers about a football game that nobody really, can we be real? Nobody really cared Packers Lions outside of Detroit and Green Bay. I think that's the other part of the show.
It was a better game than what people thought.
But, it was a great game.
But still, all I thought of was, yeah, because he's not smart enough to learn a playbook. Yeah, and because of his size and his speed.
They did the same thing. They did the same thing with Ray Lewis. They didn't talk about the game with Ray Lewis. They told stories. They did the same thing with Brett
Favre. It's okay with stories. It's okay with stories. You're missing the entire point. The entire point is that Gronk is not very smart. And I just go out there and do what I want, and when they're open, it's so you see, certain people are privileged because of their ability and things like that, and they don't have to.
You didn't find him entertaining, not smart. Entertaining.
I have never found Gronk entertaining.
All right, well then that's just a subjective difference in opinion, because the guy kills me. He cracked. Because if Rob Brown was an NFL
69.
Football player.
That's all he is. That's all. He is the guy who's been at college for 8-9 years. He's the guy who lives at the fraternity house. He's never going to graduate. He's always at all the 4 or 5 keggers. And people don't even question why he's still there.
Oh, my God. That was the greatest thing you have ever said on air in your entire career.
I wouldn't go that far.
That is the greatest thing you have ever said in your career. I can't. Hang on. Sorry. I have more audio from it to play. But Lonzo just hit a walk-off home run. I'm going to catch my breath, and then we're going to come back. One more quick segment, and then Twitter. Oh,
69.
It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. To the multiple texters, both on the ESPN Upstate text line and on my personal phone, who said, make that a promo. It's already being written in my head. I don't know how long Lonzo's going to let that one run. Probably one. Just one. But it was, I had tears coming out of my eyes. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard him say. I don't even want to play. I can't go anywhere from there. I had more clips from the show last night that I thought were hilarious, but I can't go anywhere else. Let me get instead. Let me go at clip number one, if you don't mind. We gave you some Sam Acho earlier. I'm going to give you a little more here, but not Macho Man. This is just regular Sam Acho. This is not Acho Man. This is just regular Sam Acho. He and Pete Carroll both had something to say about the taunting penalties in the NFL for this weekend. Six games had a taunting penalty called. 5 of them had a direct impact on the momentum of the game. Here's what Sam Acho had to say about it.
Sam, talk me through something, because if you're competing against me in basketball and I am giving you the business, I'm going to let you know that I'm giving you the business. I'm going to make sure that you understand mentally where I feel like you are in this game. And yesterday, I'm sitting there watching the Chargers game, the Cowboys game, the Seahawks, the Titans. I'm seeing flag after flag. It was the most annoying thing I've ever seen. NFL taunting rule. I'm like, where do you stand on this whole thing? How do we fix it?
Yeah, that rule is bad. It's just a bad rule. And I get it because I'm on the NFL Players Association. So I'm in some of these meetings. I get it. Early on in the season and in the preseason, you have these points of emphasis. And the NFL wanted a point of emphasis to be on taunting, no taunting. They don't want players looking down on their opponent and waving their hand or even like the fingers we saw last year from Antoine Winfield when he made a game-saving tackle. Like, they don't want that. Even the Tyreek Hill does it as well. They don't want that. He made that tackle on Tyreek Hill. And so I get it, but as a defender, and even as a player who plays with passion, sometimes you're not – it's not meant in harm, if that makes any sense, right? And Key, you said it earlier, right? Defensive players, they come with bad intentions. And so when you have all this passion and energy, you don't – like, it's just a continuation of that passion. You make a nice tackle or a sack or whatever. It's not meant in harm. So for all the – like, it was so frustrating for me watching these games and seeing all these taunting calls. Now, I do think and know and believe that the taunting calls will dwindle down as the season continues, as the season progresses. Because that's what happens. You make it a point of emphasis in the preseason. People understand they don't do it as much. You make a point of emphasis early in the season. But what happens is teams need to understand from here moving forward, and Key, you know this because we'll have the Saturday day meetings and you'll say, hey, this is our referee crew, and hey, they call taunting a lot. Teams need to understand that these taunting penalties will hurt your team unless the NFL starts to make some changes.
So there's Sam Acha talking about the taunting penalties. Pete Carroll spoke up as well. Clip 3, if you don't mind, please, Lonzo. Pete Carroll came out and had something to say about these taunting penalties as well.
I really respect what they're trying to get done, you know, and they would like the game to not have that in it. It's a hard transition. I mean, you saw what it took for us to get a penalty there. I think we've opened up a bit of a can of worms, you know, and so we got to have to find our way through it here as we go. I don't know how other teams are doing with it, but it hasn't worked well for us so far. But it's clear what the rule is, and so we just have to react the right way. It's the reaction of the player in the moment that we have to train, and so you got a lot of guys that have to deal with, you know, those explosive moments, and they've got to really turn their focus away from the opponent, which is, it's a good thought. It's hard to manage it.
I disagree with one thing Pete said there in the middle. He said, "Oh, it's clear." It's not. It's very subjective. It's very subjective, right? There was one play, I'm trying to remember which one it made in the Seahawks game, where there's a tackle and the linebacker is walking away and he kind of looks backwards over his shoulder, and they call a taunting play. I can't look back in the general direction without getting a flag.
Do you know what he said?
He didn't say anything. The camera was in his face. He didn't say anything. He literally looked back over his shoulder and then kept walking away, and they called a taunting call.
Maybe he's ventriloquist.
Reasonable speculation. I don't know, man. I feel like it's already getting carried away. It's already impacting games. It's very rare that you have players, fans, and there are some fans who are okay with it. Lonzo, let me ask you a question, because we fought about this earlier. I'm actually going to save this because we're going to do a full segment on it tomorrow, but I'll get the initial thought here. Would you say you are in support of the rule, or would you say that you're just tolerating its existence?
I would say that I understand the rule, and if it's enforced equally, I get it. And you can go back and celebrate on the sideline. There are other ways to get around doing something that could hurt your team. When you find out whether you like the rule or not, this will hurt my team, well, then get your emotions in check and stop hurting your team.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, right? Like, we see that we have that conversation all the time. You know what the rules are. Follow them. If you don't like them, lobby for change of the rules. But you have to do it within the system in a sports setting. But this rule sucks. It's just a bad rule. I'm agreeing with you. I would be telling my guys, don't even look. When you make a tackle, look directly at your coach and don't break eye contact until the next huddle. That's what I got to do to stop 15 yarders. Do that.
Go to the sidelines or go to the huddle, high five your guys on the sideline or in the huddle. That's probably not going to be penalized. But if you just sack the quarterback and you stand over him and you're staring at him, It's taunting. It is.
I'm not saying it's not.
And admittedly, I did it. And you know, it's something that it doesn't make it right.
I mean, it's a game that encourages violence, but now we're like, yeah, but don't.
By the way, I was in high
it.
School when I did it.
Yeah, everybody who played football did this at some point. You had that one guy, I can tell you, JV, my 10th grade year, playing Nashville High School. I blocked 3 extra points in a game. And the guy that I was defensive end, I blocked 3 extra points in the game. The guy I was just manhandling, the offensive tackle in this game. And after the last one, he started throwing cheap shots at me. So after the last few, I literally turned around and walked right up to him, picked the ball up, and handed it to him. You're damn right. Because sometimes you just got to let a dude know, I'm kicking your ass. You got to let him know.
Is it worth it if it costs your team the game?
No, I agree with you. If it's costing 15 yards, I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying it's dumb that it's against the rules at all. Quick break. Twitter trending topics to wrap it up next on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo, you. It's ESPN Upstate. We don't have time for Twitter, but.
Do you know what day it is, though?
Do you remember?
I do remember.
The 21st day of September. It is the 21st day of September, ladies and gentlemen. So happy Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. By the way, Earth, Wind, and Fire, as far as I'm concerned, may very well go down as one of the greatest musical groups of all time that never gets the credit they deserve. Everything they did was musically near perfection.
The vocals were amazing.
Incredible.
Yes.
Vocals were perfect. The sound was perfect. The construction was perfect. Earth, Wind, and Fire will never get enough credit. That's it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Ryan and Diesel up next on Offsides. The MRC makes his triumphant return. You have a great rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Later. 69.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.